Comments made by Environment Minister Melissa Price about the Pacific Islands have been trending online and in the halls of Parliament. But what does this reveal about Australia's relationship with the Pacific Islands in recent years? Jed Garland reports.
Environment Minister Melissa Price's comments towards the former president of Kiribati at a dinner hosted in Canberra has brought into question her understanding of the issues Pacific Island nations are facing. Dr. Graham Smith, a research fellow at the Department of Pacific Affairs and Coral Bell School of Asia-Pacific Affairs at the ANU, says the comments are quite surprising to hear.
Even from a backbencher, you wouldn't expect such colourful remarks to someone who is, you know, very widely respected. I mean, this is the guy who was nominated for a Nobel Prize. He's not some nobody from the Pacific. He's a very well-respected leader who led Kiribati for 10 years. So to be talked to or spoken to in that manner, although he seems to have been very, you know, professional about how he took it, is really a bad look for Australia.
Dr. Smith says Ms. Price's mention of the cash that Pacific Islands were apparently expecting shows a lack of awareness of Australia's history with the Pacific Islands. He says if the meeting was only about the cash, there are many reasons Pacific Islands could give as to why they expect aid from us.
The cash aspect of it is really, it plays very, very badly. I mean, there have been some comments I've seen on Facebook by a friend of mine who runs the largest Pacific Studies unit in America, and he's a Solomon Islander, and he immediately sort of hit back and said, well, if it's just about the cash, can we talk about Nauru and its phosphate? Can we talk about BHP and Ok Tedi? Wasn't that just about the cash? And, you know, by the way, when are you going to compensate us for the wealth that you took without, you know, without proper compensation? So it really, you almost would struggle to choose a worse formulation for, one, both being patronising, but two, in terms of how it plays in terms of the colonial legacy that we're trying to move away from.
Kiribati will be particularly affected by climate change, but Australia's record on the issue leaves us looking like a less than favourable ally. Much of the aid many Pacific leaders have been asking for is in relation to climate change and its inevitable effects on their island nations.
Climate change is an existential threat to Pacific Islands, to Kiribati in particular. I mean, they already are looking very seriously at becoming the first nation of climate refugees. You know, they're already impacted by saltwater encroachment. So, you know, for Kiribati, it's taken very seriously, and it really is the number one stumbling block to perceptions of Australia and indeed of the US in the region. New Zealand, of course, is viewed more favourably as a result of its stance on climate change.
Dr. Smith agrees that Melissa Price's comment was rude, but says there is truth to the claim of Pacific Islands asking Australia for money, especially in regards to climate change mitigation.
What she said is incredibly incredibly rude, but, you know, climate change mitigation and adaptation is costly.
But he's optimistic that Australia can repair and restore its relationship with Kiribati and the rest of the Pacific Island region.
Yeah, for sure we can repair them. And, you know, I think in some ways, it's very hard to think of a way to defend the minister, but she must have been trying to be blokey or funny or something. But, you know, when you look at the words, they're just catastrophic. I mean, it's, you know, it seems to have been some sort of attempted humour gone awfully, awfully wrong. So it's repairable, but it's certainly things aren't looking great.
That story was by Jed Garland.